All right, as far as injuries go, Kyle Williams has a AC sprain, Jenkins a concussion, Van Dyke a high ankle sprain, Johnson, Nico, quad contusion, and Vance Walker has a hand contusion. It's good to get the preseason over, and let's get on with the regular season. We had an opportunity to play a lot of young guys today, which is one of the positives. We'll have a chance to evaluate some of the young players and go from there. Thank you.
You cleaned up the penalties last week. And from Carolina, you're totaling them up.
Yeah, today was 14 penalties. I mean, that's obviously way too much. You can cut that in half. It's way too much. It's just ridiculous. So, got to fix it.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, well, these are all backup players, but most of those penalties were guys who you're going to be counting on.
Yeah, listen, we don't say that. So they're all ours, and we don't look at them as backup players. We look at them as mistakes, and we've got to correct those.
Do officials sometimes, when they start throwing them, kind of just keep throwing them? I mean, they get in a trend or a pattern?
Well, I can't tell you I agreed with all them, but you could cut half of them in half and half, and then the other half. Still, I mean, it could be a quarter of those, and it's still too many. So, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, you can't have that many penalties.
The one on McCray on the sideline seemed to be the one that maybe upset you the most. You spent some time talking to them after timeout.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I fully agreed with that one.
How do you look at your receiving depth and your secondary depth, especially?
Well, I think we're going to be fine there. We should be good.
Kyle Williams, we've heard that before. AC, is this a big setback or?
Yeah, his shoulder.
Oh, I thought you said. Okay.
Yeah, shoulder.
I thought you said ACL. Okay, just AC. Okay, Tyler Bray. Talk about his night. He had the interception. He bounced back.
It was kind of like that. It was up and down.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple high balls there that he threw, but listen, he had a touchdown drive and we were able to get in the end zone.
I mean, Knight and Gray showed you some nice things. Like the running
they did. They ran hard, and it was good to get Cyrus. We've seen that all camp. McKnight had been banged up, so it was good to see him out there and doing what he did.
So is Tyler come far enough that he'll make it?
No, he's well. I mean, I don't know all that, Randy. I've got to get with Doris on that, but he's done some good things. He's improved quite a little bit since last year.
Yeah, tough night for Phillip Gaines. I mean, what do you tell him? You know, rookie, he gets a little NFL education tonight like this.
Well, you use it to and learn from it. I mean, that's how it works. So he's a young guy, and he's a talented kid. You just you got to learn from those things.
Hey, and how tough is it to play a nickel, in the preseason when it's kind of a vanilla scheme and it's a two-way goal and teams can kind of attack it? And not to make excuses, but
yeah. Well, listen, we played a lot of zone tonight, and kind of mixed in a little bit of man, but majority zone. So, that can be tough. That's a new position for him that he's learning. So. We understand that. He'll be all right. He's a smart kid, and he's a tough kid. Sometimes you get some bumps and bruises as you're learning to play the NFL game, and so that's what happened tonight.
Is that always a situation where you want to see how he reacts? It's far bigger than what might have happened tonight.
Yeah, as a secondary player, you have to have a short memory. You got to learn from your mistakes, and then you got to forget about it, and you got to bring it the next play. So, and you're going to have nights like that where – things don't quite go the way you want them to go, and you got to rally through that.
You mentioned that.
He's doing a good job. I used him and Kels early, and then we did some no huddle and with Chase and got him in and got him out. But he's done a nice job for us, yeah.
So how close is this team ready for opening day? Let's get on with the season.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's time to get on with the season. We'll see how that goes. I'm not much on predictions other than we're going to work hard and we're going to take one play at a time and crank, and we're looking forward to getting the season started.
Did you see anything? Did you see anything tonight that would help you make a decision on a kicker?
You know what? I listened to Randy last week, so I went on some of the fourth downs and I didn't utilize the kicker. We were down by quite a little bit, so.
So no.
I didn't say there was one kick. I guess you know, the young kid had one bad kickoff, but other than that, he came back and had a nice one after that. So, I mean, if we're evaluating kickoffs, that's a good thing, right? I think they're both pretty good. Both of them can play.
All right. Thank you.